Proclamation number 5981 of 21st of June, 1954. Closing the gates to the spiritual realm. The gates to the spiritual kingdom will close when the end of this earth has come. In order to understand this, you humans must know that even after death the soul can progress in its development or sink back into extreme darkness. You must know that in the kingdom of the beyond the soul is still offered many opportunities to increase the degree of maturity reached on earth or to pass from darkness into light, always according to the soul's free will. Admittedly, the ascent to the height in the spiritual kingdom is far more difficult and requires much help and willingness on the part of the soul, yet it is not impossible and thus a special grace from God who constantly wants to help the souls to ascend. But his adversary is just as anxious to keep the souls in darkness which he won on earth, and therefore the descent into the abyss is just as possible, which is why the battle between light and darkness is also fought in the spiritual kingdom, i.e., both sides struggle for the souls. For it is still necessary to release souls from its fetter before the end of earth. It is also necessary to still test the will there whether it is directed upwards or downwards. And therefore redemption work is constantly taking place on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom and with particular zeal in the last time before the end, because a separation of spirits is also to take place there before the new earth will arise. For a new redemptive epoch begins. The creations of the new earth accept the souls into themselves which still remain in strongest resistance against God and would never find their way out of darkness because they themselves resist the light. And thus hell expels everything that has fallen prey to it. The spiritual kingdom returns those souls which have no hope of changing their will, and God banishes the spiritual again in the creations of the new earth. But those who have succeeded in breaking free from Satan's chains also strive towards the light, and they find countless helpers and helpers who smooth their path to ascent, who help them to reach ascent. As long as the earth still exists, the spiritual gates are still wide open to receive the souls which previously left their body. No matter in which spiritual state they arrive in the beyond. The work of redemption will continue for every soul which has not entered the spiritual kingdom as a soul of light. But when the end has come, the gates will close for a long time, for then the possibilities for further development will be eliminated. The bad spiritual, which is completely in the service of Satan, will now experience a new banishment in the creations of the new earth, while the good spiritual, which has remained faithful to God, will also remain on earth, i.e., it will populate the new earth as the tribe of the new generation. But everything still capable of development will be called away beforehand. And in the end there will only be those who openly proceed against God and thus are clearly recognizable servants of Satan, and those who remain faithful to God in the most difficult battle against faith and are therefore also suitable as the tribe of the new generation, who now live a paradisiacal life on earth which is incomparable for the people of earth and therefore also inconceivable. It is an exceedingly blissful state for them because the Father will dwell in the midst of his children, where there is no sin and no death, no suffering and no worries, and people enjoy heavenly bliss through the presence of God, even though they dwell on earth. But the earth is no longer what it was before the end. a breeding ground for hell, where God's adversary went on a rampage to win his victims for himself. The earth has become paradise, and those who now dwell on it are people who are fit for the kingdom of light, but who are still allowed to possess their earthly body and yet are blissfully happy. Who live in God's will, who take possession of a glorious, newly shaped earth in order to now once again pave the way upwards for their descendants as well as for the still-bound spiritual, and to promote their upward development, as it is intended in God's plan of salvation. The battle in the spiritual kingdom has ended for a long time, yet the souls of light also now ascend to earth again to offer their guidance to people, and thus spiritual progress is now also assured for all created beings on the new earth, and the redemption from the form progresses surprisingly quickly because Satan's influence has been eliminated for a long time. And thus peace is on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.